This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour, this is the DJV experience with yours truly. I always loved it when television characters were on the air. They were announcers, and yours truly, that was the old expression. So yours truly, what does that mean? I guess I'm truly yours. Ladies, I'm yours. I'm all yours.
Oh, joy.
Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, motivating. That's the more, I think of all the things that I have been accused in a nice way of doing over the years, that people have said they thought this program was very motivating. And I think that's really kind of what, I believe that's a compliment. And I think what we do here is try to get people to act, to get going, to get thinking, to get feeling, to get your head in motion, your body in motion. Sometimes it's easier to be motivated by what somebody else does too. Once you see or hear, oh, that person did that, yeah, I can do that too. So how about we start that sort of a focus with the story of this 108-year-old Irish woman who says that she's only been to a doctor once in her life. Celebrated her 108th birthday, visited the doctor once in her entire life. She was born in 1909. Her name is Maud Nicole. Celebrated her latest birthday, surrounded by friends and family. One of the oldest people in Northern Ireland. I didn't think she'd be one of the oldest people on the planet.
Yeah, you'd
actually
think.
She's been, she's seen four kings and one queen, 26 different British prime ministers in her life, 9 presidents of Ireland. She says, quote, I think you'd probably get Jennifer or Victoria to act, sound like an older lady. I don't feel my age in the slightest. In fact, I've never been good at doing voices. I don't feel my age. No, that doesn't sound.
Well, she doesn't feel her age, so
sound old.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then, Jennifer, you play the part of Maud.
No, because she probably sounds like a nice lady, and
you sound like a nice lady.
Well,
Victoria?
I know, but
who's good at an Irish accent? Because
Irish. That's right. Victoria needs to do this because of the Irish accent.
Oh no, no.
Oh, come on, I'm a couple of killjoys.
Why don't you do it? It's your brilliant idea.
I've never had.
Why don't we say happy birthday?
I love how this is the most important part of
the
story.
Right?
Happy birthday to Maud. Happy birthday to Maud.
There he is, Miles.
I spent a few days with my pal Miles. She said, my father loved to grow vegetables. Here we go, the garden. Garden full of vegetables every year. We never went short. When I was growing up where I lived was the countryside, I loved to go for long walks in the fresh air. I never had a bicycle, so I walked everywhere. I never married. Ooh. I was friendly with the odd one who was... That's so British. Friendly with the odd one here and there. But I never took him too seriously. An interesting lady. She lives alone in her own home. Wow. Talk about independence. It's very unusual.
Huh? Yeah.
People that age to be that independent. She's a beloved member of her community, as you can imagine. She's a sage. She's the sage of her town. She says, everybody's very good to me. I couldn't have better neighbors, and the church elders are always popping in to see me. So the secret of her life is that she grew up on a sort of not a farm, but you remember, and not only over there, but it's more the case even now than it is here. But in our country, even until about, well, when I was a kid, most everybody, or many of the people, the neighborhood that I still live in, where there were a number of farms, now there are only 2, but the number of farms, everybody had a couple of dozen cows. And there were The milk went to a local dairy, and everybody bought their milk, processed milk, from that dairy, but everybody drank the raw milk. So that sort of thing, raw vegetables and raw milk are basically the same. You know, we're talking about the same thing. We're talking about something raw. It hasn't been cooked. It hasn't been processed. It hasn't had any outside influence on it.
Yeah.
And I believe that she's onto something there. I think you can. The problem is in our country, and over there probably too to a point, although they've outlawed GMOs, so they may have a better shot at it.
And pesticides and chemicals. Yeah. There's a whole lot that they're not exposed to that we are.
Yeah, right. And they don't have in Ireland, as I remember reading, and I think I saw this last year when I was in England, reading an article in one of the Sunday papers about the cancer rate. In England, the cancer rate is pretty high in the cities, especially in the industrial cities like Manchester and Birmingham. Mm. But when you get into Ireland and Scotland, very amazingly different stats when it comes to cancer, heart disease, that sort of stuff.
Yep.
Because they still live, many of them, in the countryside. And they live the way this woman has lived her life.
Clean living.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, it's interesting. Whenever you hear doctors on TV talk, and I've heard this probably my whole life, oh, these are the things you need to do to live to be 100. And she's doing every one of them. You know, eat raw vegetables. Stay away from pesticides and chemicals. Walk as much as possible. Get out in the fresh air. No, there's no power lines above her. Things like that. Don't get married. If you're a woman who never marries, you literally live. I think it's an average of 9 years longer than a woman who does get married. And men who get married actually live shorter. Men who get married live longer lives. Men who don't get married live shorter lives. But for women, I mean, this is like Grey Gardens. That's why she's 108. Plus, she's incredibly social. She's mixed in with the community every day. That's when we were talking about the basketball league for the elderly women last week. It's the same type of thing. That amount of social interaction is so important. She's checking all the boxes.
Yeah. It just underscores how easy it is. Even though life lasts longer, is the quality of life better? That's always the question that gets asked. And then in league with this, a study on vegetarian diets. This, we bring it back to our own routine here. There are some people who are questioning whether vegetarian diets, and I'm not suggesting, she didn't say she ate a vegetarian diet. She just said that the diet here in this circumstance
was probably very full of vegetables.
Was full of vegetables,
yeah.
Right. All right. So there's always this media feeding frenzy. I remember seeing in the last week or so, I saw this on Drudge, the scary mental, scary mental health risks of going meatless. There's an article in Women's Health magazine that came on the Drudge Report. And then once all of the reporters, you know, there is no unique reporting. They'll report a story someplace and then they want to go, you know, onto it. And so CNBC did a story about plant-based diets and how they hike mental health risks. CBS research points to mental health risks associated with meatless diet. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So,
but what's like beyond the reporter stuff? But what's like the crux of this? Is it because there's a lack of protein in the diet, or
yes,
like what's the reason?
Well, I think in part that's the bottom line here.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of having meat or some sort of protein,
mm-hmm.
because your brain is built on protein, and our bodies basically need protein.
Right.
And so strangely or interestingly enough, we need cholesterol. The right kind of fat needs to get into our head because the brain is mostly fat.
Right.
It needs to be the good fat in order for it. It needs to be omega-3. And you don't find omega-3s in meat. You find it in fish. So people like me who have withstood the pressure of eating meat, other than my occasional
bacon.
But the idea of a strict vegetarian diet is better for your lower body. In other words, if you could cut your head off and go from your neck down, vegetarian diet is better. But if you want to keep your brain healthy, you got to have those EPA omegas, the omega-3s especially, into your in your head.
So when my mom used to tell us we needed to eat fish because it was brain food, she wasn't wrong?
No, she's right.
We thought that was a ploy.
No. No, it is.
Eating your stinky fish?
Yeah. So it turns out in this study, ladies, that people who are neurotic are most of... let me turn it around because it doesn't quite sound the way I wanted to sound if I put it that way. But people who gravitate toward vegetarianism are more likely to be neurotic.
Like Woody Allen type?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, also, you just have more discipline and you're stricter, which adds to your neuroses probably a bit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
that's a good way of putting it, Jennifer.
From a basic level. And you know what? Yeah, my vegan friends are all, I would say, definitely neurotic when it comes to any type of food issue. That's true.
I think anybody who's vegan is neurotic. That's really hard.
It's hard.
You have to have a level of neuroses to keep
It's hard.
It is hard. All right, so anyway, there's the story. But combining that information with the lady who... And by the way, these studies that were done to determine the results of being a vegetarian were done in Australia, survey of over 1,000 women who took part in this. And there were 4,000 Germans who took part in the same study. So that's where the information comes from. 18 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Staples knows that when your printer jams more than it prints, it's time. When your paper supply is in desperate need of resupply, it's time. When the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is three flights up, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. And now, buy one HP ink, get the second 30% off. Staples. It's pro time. N72217. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Hi, Tom Baudet. According to the dad bod craze, the lumpy, less than chiseled look is now totally in. So you could say I'm in the best shape of my life. And so is Motel 6. They've updated their properties nationwide with contemporary everything, still for the same low price you've come to expect. So your wallet can feel a little pleasantly plump, too. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to ProstateMiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Someone to love is the answer. Once you've found her, build your world around her.
That voice.
Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. Yeah. And you will be happy too.
Talking about the lady who's 108. Tony Bennett will be still singing on stages like the Hollywood Bowl when he's 108. 55 years ago, Bennett hit the Hollywood Bowl stage for the first time, kicking off the show in 1962 with Make Someone Happy, and appropriately wrapping things up on that show with The Party's Over. But it turns out the party was just beginning. He was 35 then, when he made his Hollywood Bowl debut, and now at 90 years of age, he's back for his 16th and 17th shows at the Hollywood Bowl, performing with the L.A. Philharmonic. Says he's looking forward to the performance. Reflective is probably a good word for him, as he thought about the 15 appearances he'd already put in at the Bowl, including his cheek-to-cheek tour a couple of years ago with his friend Lady Gaga. And interestingly enough, Gaga is in the musical news today as well. Have we got a Gaga and Bennett song?
This is it.
Oh, this is it. Okay, yeah, let's listen to this for a second. Dancing cheek-to-cheek. Gaga.
Oh, I'd love to climb a mountain and reach the highest peak. But it doesn't thrill me half as much.
I suppose they got together. Who introduced the two of them and got this idea rolling? Anybody know the story of how they got together?
I think, she grew up listening to Tony Bennett, which is, you know, as an Italian kid in New York, that's pretty much standard.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So, but I think that probably through her fame and management, she wanted to meet him, and they became fast friends.
Yeah, they sure have. He's going to be 91 in August next month.
Ooh. Still sounding good.
Boy, he
sounds
great.
Just knows how to reinvent herself and continuing. She always finds depth, which I really admire about her.
Yeah, I think you're right, Jennifer. Yeah. When you're dancing, cheek to cheek. I could sing with her, Gaga. You know, let's set up an album for me and Gaga to do together.
All right. Well, you have to make sure she finds the pitch first, right? And then you can hop on.
She'll draw you a map on how to find the pitch.
Hit the note. Hit the notes. It'll be right there. So let's flash back a bit with Gaga. in February when she gave the performance of her greatest hits at the Super Bowl halftime performance. It wasn't just her fans who were impressed. The Television Academy pretty impressed with it as well. Gaga and Fox and the NFL, the rest of the team behind the Super Bowl halftime performance, got an Emmy nomination. Not just one, but six. A record six Emmy nominations. The halftime show is up for Outstanding Special Class Program against other large-scale productions like the Oscars and the Tonys and things like Hairspray Live. When it comes to some of the recent Super Bowl halftime performances, Katy Perry's team won a couple in, 2015, don't she? And nobody thought she was that special, but people really do. Is it the likability quotient as much as anything else? Katy Perry's just not likable, but Gaga seems to be. Is that part of it, do you think, when it comes to things like
that? Gaga's a little more talented. I mean, she can do... I mean, not that to take anything away from Katy Perry, but...
Why?
You know, I mean, Lady Gaga can do a lot of different things.
Yeah. She said, she tweeted after the news broke, "I'm so proud of House and House of Gaga and the entire Super Bowl halftime team. We're so grateful to be nominated for six Emmys, most ever. Thank you." Yeah, good for her and good for them. 28 past the hour in the DJV experience.
In today's automotive news, what companies would suffer the most from the autonomous car? Initially, it was thought to have been rental car companies, but now they may benefit the most after investment in Avis by Waymo and in Hertz by Apple. Avis is offering support and maintenance for Waymo as they test their self-driving fleet. One of the benefits is that Avis has secured parking in almost every city in the US. Apple is doing the same with Hertz. For OurAutoExpert.com, I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
The new Lucky Charms shake at Burger King is a mix of hand-spun soft serve, Lucky Charms cereal pieces, and memories of watching cartoons in your PJs. Relive your childhood in a cup. The new Lucky Charms shake now only at Burger King restaurants. Also try the Fruit Loop shake. Shakes available for a limited time. Participation varies.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Continues on the DJV experience. You can find us anytime. This was actually kind of cool, working out some of the things on the new website and how you're just going to be able to click onto a spot on the website and go right to TuneIn Radio. When we have gone off the air, you can go listen to the whole program. Just going to Doug Steffen now. You can do that now, but we have a click through. Wow. That's, I know the ladies are laughing at me under their breath because this is such fantastic technology. Okay, yeah. So, moving into areas that are one of these this sort of stuff that happens in life that you think, huh? How can it be that this is reality? Thus the story of this fellow contractor who is on the job. This fellow... who got stuck inside an ATM room. Is that what they call it? I didn't know they call them ATM rooms. Were you going to the ATM machine?
He was behind it. Yeah.
Right. He was behind it.
Right.
What was he doing? Well, he was trying to set it up, right? Yeah. So what happened? He got locked into the room and couldn't get out.
This story cracks me up.
I know. So tell the story. I love it when you start laughing. I love your both of you. I don't know about Kara's laugh, but I really like.
Alrighty then.
I don't mean like in a negative sense. It's just that you.
How else am I supposed to take that? I like your energy laugh, but Kara, don't know how I feel about that.
Don't be so sensitive. It's okay.
I'll remind you of that next time you get all offended when we laugh at you.
Yeah.
But
well, anyway, this contractor was...
Yes, go ahead. Yes, what happened?
The contractor was charged with changing the lock. That was his task for the day in this room. And if you've ever been to inside the ATM room for the consumer, if you're on the outside of it and you sometimes it says ATM is not working and you can hear someone behind it rattling around, that little room back there is where he was. This was a single ATM room, though. And he found himself completely stuck. He had no cell phone. He had left it in his work truck. And so he ingeniously decided, I don't even know how he did this, he started writing notes for help and sending them through the ATM machine, through the receipt section.
Really?
Brilliant. And
so he sent a message through the receipt slot that said, please help, I'm stuck in here, and I don't have my phone. Please call my boss, and he gave the phone number. And I don't really think anyone took him that seriously, but eventually someone did call the police, and the senior officer who showed up said, we came out here, and sure enough, we hear a little voice coming from the machine. We thought it was all a joke. It had to be a joke, but it wasn't. There was a person.
I gotta tell you, I would think I was on candid camera. I would be like, yep, the show is back. Somebody's
right.
Watching me.
Right. You think you're being punked. But it's amazing. I guess when you're behind the machine, he must have had direct access to the things to slide the paper through the receipt slot. I would have thought that would have come from the inner workings of the ATM.
How much money is in the average ATM? And how
that's
they
a good question.
It
has to be a good amount, don't you think?
I mean, it's all 20s, too. They don't put anything bigger than 20s in.
Although, I don't know. At my bank, they started slipping out 50s or $100 bills.
Yeah, they have
50s
bill, and 10s in some of them.
Yeah. You'd think that it would be better to have the larger denominations. They wouldn't have to have
like
as much paper.
I like having larger bills.
Yeah, I don't want to carry a 50 around.
Oh, I carry 50s and 100s all the time.
Well, that's good to know next time I'm around
big
you.
Money.
Yeah.
What's your address again? Because you don't lock your doors, right?
Right.
I kept it in the drawer under my mattress. I said I kept it in my wallet. All right, speaking of money, here's a big executive from a big investment bank busted at the Tribeca Whole Foods in New York City, shoplifting a couple of $100. He tried to sneak out in his child's stroller. What a jerk. Jordan Lupu was spotted by store security, and the police showed up as he was leaving the supermarket just a couple of blocks away from his $3 million home. He was pushing his two children at the time, tried to remove 3 whole-body products and 28 grocery store items from displays and conceal them under his baby stroller. Good God. Security stopped him, recovered the items, and now he didn't have a receipt, obviously. So was the baby, what I was trying to get out of this, was that he had both of his children with him, right? In the stroller?
Yeah. He was, I guess, using them as decoys or something.
Good heavens.
Mules.
Yeah. So he has a $3 million home in the city, and he has a $1.4 million home out in Westchester. He said the judge told him if he stayed out of trouble for 6 months, the charges would be dropped. Now, do you think they would have done that if it had been some poor black guy?
Nope.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Nope. Uh-uh.
It was a homeless guy who wandered into Whole Foods and stole something, he'd be in jail.
Well, he'd probably want to go to jail because then he'd get 3 squares a day and he'd be all set.
Well, even if that wasn't the case, I don't think it would have been.
Yeah.
Oh, if you don't do anything else for 6 months, it'll be expunged from your record.
Oh, you raped a girl in college. It's okay. You get you've already taken. You've been in jail for.
You've
six
had
months
a part enough. Time. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Stuff. Okay. All right. So.
But don't you think
twist
though that
things around
this is,
a little bit?
But don't you think that this is a sign of like a mental illness or something? I mean, shoplifting like this is like the Winona Ryder thing, right?
Doesn't have enough omega-3s in his diet, and therefore his brain is shriveling.
Something.
Yeah, right. So you gotta get the.
That's
omega-3s.
Why he was at Whole Foods, probably. Yeah,
that's right. Exactly. I think I just wish I hadn't said what I just did
about.
I remember somebody saying to me more than once as a child growing up, if you have nothing good to say, say nothing. And I don't know why I should argue. Some people.
This
believe,
is not the first time that's happened.
No, no, it isn't. But
I can't keep track of which thing he regrets saying, like which part.
Well, this is sometimes what I. This is what goes on in my mind as I argue with myself about what to do. I have a reputation of being a mild-mannered host on the air, and I've had that reputation pretty much for my entire career because I'm kind of that way in real life. It's hard to hide, having been on the air as long as I have been, to hide to the audience who you really are. And I'm not one who necessarily wants to argue or stir things up. I don't like to engage in those conversations, and you all know that because I, and I've said this on the air, I came from arguments. I grew up around arguments and fights, and I've apparently become not immune, but I have abstained. In relationships, I don't usually argue, fuss, or fight. I keep it inside of me, and that's not very healthy. But in a circumstance like that, when I just said what I did, I think to myself, okay, what is there harm in me having said that? That is, somebody took me to task the other day for a note from a lady who listens to the program in Georgia, because I said something about people in Georgia being racist. And she didn't like it at all. She said I should take it back because not all men are racist. I didn't say all men were racist, but that's what she took.
Yeah. Here's the problem, and this is coming from someone who's worked and loved Dougie for how long now, Dougie? Like 11 years?
At least.
Yeah, so the only time that I see you get yourself in trouble is when you generalize, and people take you to task every time you, because you generalize, you come on, and by the way, that's not what you should, I mean, that's kind of what you're supposed to do as a talk show host. I mean, it's not like you can specifically
stir the pot.
You can't drill down to every single person, but I know that you've gotten in trouble when you've come out and said, oh, Catholics are lunatics, or or whatever it is. And that's the only thing that ever gets you
said
in trouble.
Some Catholics generalize. Are lunatics instead of saying Catholics are. I should have said
no one would
some
ever,
Catholics
if you're going to make
lunatics.
A statement like that, no one's going to hear the sum anyway, so you don't have to worry about it.
Well, and that's why, and what I said the other day wasn't an indictment of all white men in Georgia, but that's the way this woman took it. So, you know, everybody, you get your own thing and help yourself to it. There's a study out that I'd like to talk about in a moment that will make the hair on the back of your neck or wherever it is on your body stand up. The total number,
shaved.
The total number of the amount of money that Americans spent last year looking for parking. That number in a moment on the DJV experience.
This report is brought to you by Sodexo. 22 million children across the U.S. participate in free and reduced-price meal plans through the National School Lunch Program. But when school lets out, only 1 in 7 kids who may need free summer meals will get them. The summer can be a challenging time for parents to feed their kids when grocery bills increase as much as $300 per month. By partnering with clients, suppliers, and local hunger relief organizations, Sodexo's Summer Meals Program is bridging the gap. Jennifer Williamson is with the Sodexo Stop Hunger Foundation.
Sodexo employees see these kids every day in the 500 school districts we serve across the U.S. Knowing that some of them go without meals during the summer is why we have programs like Feeding Our Future, which to date has provided 5 million free meals to children nationwide.
Tom Nelson serves as the president of the No Kid Hungry campaign.
Sodexo and our partners are dedicated to ensuring that no child goes hungry during the summer months.
To find a summer meal program in your area, text FOOD or COMIDA to 877-877.
Life. It's made up of the simple day-to-day moments that keep us all running on full. Full of joy, passion, and restlessness. It's singing full on to your car radio with the windows wide open. It's a whole bunch of early morning rush hours and a few late night runs for Rocky Road. It's full of pit stops and drive-thrus. It's life, and we live it between fill-ups at Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
This report is brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association. Lifestyle factors that impact risk for cognitive decline and Alzheimer's disease have been expanded, as reported at the 2017 Alzheimer's Association International Conference in London. These include declining speech patterns, different types of hospitalization, and hearing loss. A study of nearly 800 people in Wisconsin with a parental history of Alzheimer's found that those diagnosed with hearing loss were roughly three times as likely to have a mild cognitive impairment, which often leads to Alzheimer's. Dr. Keith Fargo is Director of Scientific Programs and Outreach at the Alzheimer's Association.
These findings suggest that in older adults, hearing loss could be an early indicator of cognitive decline. It's possible that identifying and treating hearing loss could be of real value in reducing the overall burden of Alzheimer's disease and dementia.
If these new studies are confirmed, monitoring hearing loss and drops in speech complexity in people as they age may prove to be indicators of the need for cognitive evaluation. For more information, visit ALZ.org.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity. Theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, why don't bikers order in drive-thrus more often? Is it because the name drive-thru feels exclusionary? They should call it drive or ride-thru. But then, I'd need three extra arms to hold my drink and burger and fries. Nah, I'm happy with just two arms.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
47 after the hour, the DJV Experience. Just one final comment on taking responsibility for what I say or what any of us say. This is a reflection. When, as I said, being on the air as many years as I have, I'm reflecting on sort of reflection, if you will. This is not about blame. Sometimes there are just things that are there that come. And I think over the years I've said, when it comes to, and the reason I'm going back to this is because it reflects on my childhood. I said I don't like to get into arguments and fusses and fights because of what I grew up around. And it sounds like I'm blaming my parents for that, and I don't know that that's true. I have to take responsibility because that's the way
they're not
here
to defend themselves.
No. Yeah. Okay. The problem that most people have when they drive and are going someplace specifically looking for parking. According to a traffic data study that was released this week, 73 billion dollars in time, gasoline, the payment for the spot for whatever period of time. Let's say you have to go into a store for 10 minutes, but you still have to pay for an hour, that sort of thing. And traffic tickets for the U-turns that are made as we are desperately looking for a spot. We saw something on the other side of the street, so we make an illegal. $73 billion last year. New York tops the list.
Of course. I've probably contributed greatly to that.
Drivers spending an average of 107 hours a year,
mm-hmm.
4.5 days looking for parking.
Yep.
Los Angeles
is
second.
Don't worry, I'm right behind you. Yeah.
85 hours a year looking for parking. $4.3 billion in wasted time in New York. That's $2,200 per driver per year. However, if you look at the West Coast, the Angelenos spend more time sitting in traffic jams, but that's like being parked from your...
I'd rather sit in traffic than wandering around the streets of New York looking for a parking spot.
We spend is just as amazing. What a stat. 10 for the hour here.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
sanitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's 53 past the hour, the DJV experience. How many people have traveled and found themselves having a problem? The folks at Thomas Cook have put together a list of complaints from people, and I'm going to go through some of them. You will find them if you're a traveler. You may be able to identify not the with the complaint, but with the stupid people who come up with some of these stupid complaints. So complaints made by tourists to their travel agents up next here.
Life can be hectic, but help is available. Walmart Family Mobile is making it easier for busy on-the-go families to keep in touch. Whether you need more data, have a set budget, or simply need reliable coverage, Walmart Family Mobile has plans that offer better value, more data, and better coverage. New and improved unlimited plans from Walmart Family Mobile are powered by T-Mobile's nationwide 4G LTE network and make it easy to stay connected. With no contracts and no activation fees, getting started is simple. Pick from one of four unlimited plans starting at just $24.88 a month and check out the great deals available on new phones. You can even keep your own phone and switch. It's that easy. Thanks to clear monthly prices, no activation fees, and no late charges, families can save even more without having to sacrifice data or coverage. And you get additional savings with each new member you add to your account. For more, visit MyFamilyMobile.com.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
All right, so I just thought, Victoria, you'd find this interesting before we go through some of these ridiculous complaints from people who are on holiday.
Mm-hmm.
The story of this sacred island off the coast of Japan called Okinoshima.
Mm-hmm.
Okinoshima is a place that has been declared a World Heritage Site because of its archaeological and religious heritage, but you can't get there very easily, and women are not allowed on the island at all. Nobody knows why. Some say it stems from the belief that the what goes on during a woman's cycle is impure, and that defiles the site.
Huh.
Good God. Men are the only ones allowed to visit the island, and you can only go one day a year. Before you step onto the island, you have to strip naked and bathe in the sea to get rid of your impurities. You cannot take anything there, nor can you take anything away from the site. And if you disclose the details of your trip, nope.
So it sounds like gay Vegas, basically, right? Everyone's naked, it's only guys, and you can't tell anyone what happens on the island.
Right, there you go.
Ooh, there you go, Kara.
Kara's got it summed up in a moment. All right, so here's a list of some of the things that Thomas Cook says they have received from people who have booked holidays with them. For example, here's a lady who writes, we booked an excursion to a water park, but nobody told us we had to bring our swimming suit and towels.
That. Oh, boy.
Here's somebody who went to a beach in the Caribbean and complained the beach was too sandy. Here's another complaint. On my holiday to India, I was disgusted to find that almost every restaurant served curry. I don't like spicy food. Hello.
Oh,
India, you moron. I see here. A tourist at an African game lodge overlooking a waterhole spotted an aroused elephant, complained the sight of this beast ruined his honeymoon by making him feel inadequate.
That's funny.
That is
very funny.
Let's see.
Maybe his new wife was taking too much of a look at the elephant.
Yeah. A woman threatened to call police after claiming she'd been locked in by staff when, in fact, she had mistaken the Do Not Disturb sign on the back of the door as a warning to remain in the room. So she looks, get it?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Let's see here. We found the sand on this beach was not like the sand in the brochure. Your brochure shows the sand is yellow, but it was actually white. Complaints about some of the travel complaints from people on. So don't put yourself in that category or that league, please, ladies and gentlemen. 59 past the hour here on the DJV Experience.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.